Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Ireland gets its very first bio-CNG refuelling station for heavy goods vehicles today in North County Dublin. It's a renewable type of energy and will help cut Ireland's overall emissions, but it's only a small piece in a giant decarbonisation jigsaw. In the meantime, we will continue for many years to depend on gas, which is certainly not renewable. John Rooney is the chief executive of Flowgas. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Joe. Hi, how are you?
Not too bad, John. What is bio-CNG?
Well, first of all, CNG is compressed natural gas. So it's a form of natural gas which is compressed and is then injected into vehicles. But bio-CNG is essentially gas that is from renewable sources. So it's produced at anaerobic digestion plants, and the feedstock is typical farm slurry, food waste, organic materials which are...
which don't smell great.
No, that's true, but they're obviously in very well-sealed plants. And we really only have one at the... Well, one in full operation in Ireland, in the Republic of Ireland, that is. But there are plans, I think, for up to about 200 now, between now and 2030. Mm. So it is going to become a higher contributing form of gas to the country going forward.
And this is just for heavy goods vehicles. It's not for ordinary cars.
No, it's not. It's because first of all, the conversion cost of a car, or even there's very limited supply of dedicated cars that can take compressed natural gas. So that's where CNG would be a little bit different, say, from HVO, which is more of a drop-in fuel, which I know you're a fan of.
Which is the hydro-treated vegetable oil.
That's correct.
So what is the difference, excuse my ignorance, between a refueling station and a refinery?
Well, our refinery is we have one in Ireland in Whitegate, County Cork. It basically takes in crude oil and refines the crude oil, into its various constituent parts. And the first product to come out of it actually is LPG, which means it's the cleanest form of a fossil fuel. And then you go through all the other constituent parts like petrol, diesel, kerosene, jet fuel oil, right down to the bottom of the barrel where you get bitumen. Tar, yeah. Etc. So that's a refinery. A refueling station is, I suppose, just like any other garage forecourt where you can bring in your car and refuel it. But in this instance, what we're opening today is a dedicated refueling station for bio-CNG. That's it. That's all this station will sell and operate, just bio-CNG.
And Flowgas is part of the wider DCC Group, which is a listed company, which has pretty ambitious targets, given the fact that fuel is a huge part of its business.
That's right, yeah. We're now working towards a strategy called Cleaner Energy in Your Power, which is right across the DCC Energy division. And that has made a commitment to double the size of the business, profitability, basically, by 2030, but at the same time reducing our customers' emissions by 50%. So that's the challenge that faces us all. And I think it's fair to say Flowgas Ireland are leading the charge on that, because already about 30-35% of our profitability comes from renewable or service-related income. So we're well on the way there, but this initiative today is just another step in that direction.
And in the meantime, we're going to need non-renewable sources, such as natural gas, whether it's from Corrib or Scotland or wherever, for quite a while yet.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, just particularly for electricity generation. Right now, you know, the wind is generating typically about 35% and solar is adding a little bit more. But we are still dependent on coal, peat, but predominantly gas to generate our electricity. So I think by 2030, you know, the Climate Action Plan envisages around about 80% of the electricity generation coming from renewable sources. But gas will make up the rest of that. And I think peat and coal will hopefully will cease to be used. Because, you know, gas is, while it is still a fossil fuel, it is a relatively clean and lower emitting in terms of NOx emissions, SOx emissions, etc. as well. So I think the idea then is if we can get 20-30% of the natural gas grid to come from bio sources such as anaerobic digestion plants, that will then mean that a very large proportion of our electricity will be generated from renewable sources, perhaps, you know, 90% or so.
Yeah, which is what we're heading for in terms of targets. Can I ask you about wider consumer prices? Wholesale energy prices have come down 70% since their peak in 2022. Have retail prices for households come down that much?
They haven't, but equally they didn't go up by the 300 or 400% that they spiked, you know, pretty soon after the Ukraine war started. So that's really a result of hedging, where you can iron out these but the volatility by taking 18-24 month hedging positions. So different suppliers have different hedging positions, different timeframes. And so that's why the prices didn't go up as much as the wholesale costs went up by, but equally they haven't come down by the 70%. But they are tracking down, and that therefore I think will be reflected in pricing going forward. But
why does Ireland pay the most for its retail energy in Europe?
I suppose that the structure of the market is prohibitive. We do have to import a lot of our gas. We are reliant still on expensive fuels such as coal and peat to run our power stations. And there are other, there's network charges and transportation charges. There's VAT, of course. So when you put it all together, yeah, it is that the wholesale cost that we, the retailers, have to pay to the grids in order to supply our customers. It is. It's one of the highest in Europe.
And
I suppose that's the same for many other products, isn't it?
It is, unfortunately, for households. And we do expect one more price cut this year, I presume.
Well, I better not sort of be commenting on pricing in terms of price indicating. But yeah, look, I mean, what I will say is Flogas Ireland, we've got tremendous ambitions now. We've about 220,000 customers on the island of Ireland, and we have ambitions to grow that, to double that, you know, in line with DCC Energy's plans. So if we want to do that, we have to be competitive. We've got to be innovative, and we've got to offer, we do have to offer renewable energy products and services, but we also have to be competitive with our prices. So, you know, we won't be found wanting on that.
Thank you very much, John. That's John Rooney, the Chief Executive of Flogas.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.